Good evening, folks. Hello there. And welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. With me, your host, Mac. Here in the studio once again with my Victrola. Although, my Victrola has suffered some damage tonight. Well, you know, I keep three machines here at the station. A Victrola, which is an upright cabinet machine, and a Victor II machine, which is a horned machine, and an Edison Home cylinder player. And those all sit on a little rolling cart, but the Victrola is on wheels, and I have a certain spot for it, and I roll it out every week. I've been noticing one of the joints in the back has been a little loose. I'm like, I got to glue that. I got to fix that. Well, I took the machine out tonight and rolled it over a door jamb. And the back, including one of the back wheels, popped off. Just cracked right off. And it's kind of a mess. I got to figure out how to fix the thing. If it can be fixed, I got to like glue it up and do some major work on it. But, hey, I've been using this thing on the show for, 15 years or more. Using it a lot. So, you know, what are you going to do? It's sort of part of this whole scene. Anyway, welcome to this edition of the show. And we started off there tonight with Samuel's Music Masters on a 1921 record on the Banner label called My Old Plantation Home. Oh yeah, everyone's lamenting for their old plantation home. Sure, right. Okay, let's continue now with a tune. And this is called What Do We Do on a Doo-Doo-Dooey Day? What do you do when you do that do? This is the King Dance Orchestra on the Madison label from 1927. Might be a little scratchy, but you know, you expect that from this show. Yikes!
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was a very cheap label, the Madison label. And I suspect these records didn't sound too good even when they first came out. Because it was the nature of selling the cheapest product possible and getting it out there to the dime stores and selling product. Because that's what America does. You got to move product. Let's not be too concerned about the quality of the product. Let's just get it out there. Okay. But Victor was always concerned with quality. And they did have the highest quality records. And the most sophisticated bands, like Paul Whiteman, the star of the day. And here he is with a 1923 version of a popular song. Mr. Gallagher and Mr. Sheen here with their instrumental version. In there. Might have been Billy Murray. Hard to tell. It happened pretty quick. But, you know, often on these little vocal refrains, he was the go-to guy. Very much so. Imagine even Victor saying, you know what? You got to use Billy. He's our guy. Put Billy in there. All right. Moving on now. A little bit of country-ish music. I'm not sure if this is a country-ish one or if they're just copping the name. You know, by 1924, the idea of country music was hitting pretty hard. And like a lot of trends, everyone's rushing to capitalize on it. Hey, we're the Dixie Trio. We're the Country Bumpkins. We're the whatevers. Just get in on it. So here's one from 1924 on the Perfect label. And it's called Yeedle Deedle Lena. It's listed as a vocal duet with piano accompaniment by the Dixie Trio. I don't think I've ever heard this one, so let's see what it is.
Up in the mountains of old Switzerland, far, far away, there lived a boy who was bubbling with joy, far, far away. He had a sweetheart named Lena. He called her his Peacherina. And all day long he would yodel this song, far, far away. Oh, yeedle-deedle-deedle-lena, my Peacherina, I love you. Oh, yeedle-deedle-deedle, honey, I make some money just for you. 'Cause I will yodel just like a poodle. A cute little ditty from Switzerland, so pretty. Hey, hey, ho, hey, oh, lay, holly, lady, lay, holly, lady, lay, holly, ho. Oh, lady, lady. Up in the mountains of old Switzerland, far, far away, Lena and Fritzy were hitched up one day, far, far away. She had an uncle named Doodle, who willed her all of his boodle. Now all day long they both yodel this song, far, far away. Yeedle-deedle-deedle-lena, my Peacherina, I love you. Oh, yeedle-deedle-deedle, honey, I made some money just for you. 'Cause I will yodel just like a poodle. Hey-dee-hey-dee-hey. A cute little ditty from Switzerland, so pretty. Hey-dee-hey-dee-hey.
I'm going to yodel just like a poodle, eh? Well, I'd never heard of a yodeling poodle. I sure would like to see that. I sure would like to see that. Doubt I will. Maybe in some Disney cartoon or something. Well... Anyway, yodeling is always a pleasant surprise, isn't it, to find on a record? Yeah, why are they calling themselves Dixie? You know, there's coming this association between yodeling, this convergence of yodeling and country music. You know, happening with Jimmy Rogers a little later, though, here. But maybe it was in the air. You know, records only tell us one sliver of the story of our American music heritage. Remember, the record companies were very careful and picky about what they would release. So, and also, they were not wanting to take a lot of chances. So we're lucky when we get some really far-out records, because they would want to homogenize a lot of things. And that was the majority of the stuff out there. I'm always trying to find the stuff that's not so homogenized to play for you. But it's a challenge sometimes. Because even today, a lot of the music released, listen, it's subjective. It's drecky. But I think it's always been like that. You got to dig for the gems. Well, Carson Robinson was a person who made quite a few great records. And he was definitely in there on the first wave of country music. And here he is with his trio doing 21 years on the Perfect label. This is a late one for me on the Antique Phonograph music program. I'm breaking the 1930 year. I'm playing a 1931 record. But here we go. Kind of pedestrian. Yeah. There, Carson Robinson did make a lot of great records. Along with his pal, Vernon Dalhart, pushing the envelope of the country music. Vernon started off doing a lot of light opera. And once he hit with the Prisoner song, sort of was one of the people to open up the gates to this new kind of music. And so we're going to hear now from Vernon. And I believe Carson is with him on the back of this. But the name of the song is When the Moon Shines Down on the Mountain. And as opposed to Burt Williams' record, When the Moon Shines on the Moonshine, which is an entirely different subject. This one is 1927. That's right. Vernon there singing. Carson on the violin. Not sure else was in the band. But no yodeling on that one. So let's get back to some yodeling. Yodeling has a long history in Europe, obviously, where they say it originated as a form of communication and herd calling. And as far as being an expression and musical style, it slowly evolved into that. And in the 1830s was the first touring company of yodelers that came to the U.S. and caused a sensation and definitely kicked off a craze. And there were a lot of yodelers suddenly doing their thing as part of minstrelsy and later into vaudeville. And from the very early days of recording, yodeling was part of it. Yes, it did not evolve into that country thing until later. But evolution takes time. So we're going to hear now. This is a it's a German Odeon release. And it's listed as, it's recorded in Germany. Paul Gerber. I think, a yodeler with zither accompaniment, Mr. Paul Gerber. And it's called Unterwaldner. And it's probably from the late teens, the early days of the Odeon label. You know I love my yodeling. So let's go. Love that. That's a real taste of probably what's going on in some villages in Germany at the time, and a little less watered down. I feel like some of the European labels are really grabbing people and getting them on record, like they needed to do, like they would do. Well, here's one, which is an Italian instrumental. And it's the fanfare of the 120th Division of Sharpshooters from Milano. And it's entitled Alla Rivista.
Battaglione attenti, presentate! Thank you.
They may have been sharpshooters, but they sure weren't sharp players. That's some of the sloppiest horn work I've ever heard. But for some reason, they gave me a chance to make a record. Very interesting. Another big trend of the teens and 20s was Hawaii. All things Hawaii were hot. This is well before it was becoming a state, but just being recognized as a place and being discovered as the tribal place that it was. And, you know, there was an attempt to, again, record authentic Hawaiian music. And Toots Paka stepped in and was like, I'm authentic Hawaiian. She actually got some Hawaiian players to play with her, but yeah. So here's Toots Paka Hawaiian Company with the Kaiwa Waltz on the Emerson label. And this record's from 1920. Little melody there. Some of that slidey Hawaiian lap steel guitar, which was part of the Hawaiian trend, putting that guitar on the lap and sliding it. Soon adopted by the country guys also. You know, that's the story of American music. It's the amalgamation and the alchemy of these ideas and styles of music all coming together. You know, again, it's a process, bit by bit. Everything affects the other thing, and who did it first is often hard to say. But it just happens with time, hearing things, stealing them, and claiming them for your own. God, I'm in a mood tonight. Okay, let's go on to some simple vocal tunes. Now here with the Peerless Quartet, who made, God, thousands of sides, dare I say, for Columbia and Victor and Edison and anybody else who would record them. Here's one from 1913 on the Columbia label, entitled Way Back Home. They wanted to be raggy because that was going on in 1913. Ragtime was all the rage, and everyone wanted a piece of that action. Again, that's what the record companies would be recording. Ragtime is hot, but we can't make it too hot because we don't want to get people crazy. You know, just like rock and roll and rap was being denounced. So it was with ragtime. Little too much syncopation going on. People getting a little too much excitement. The idea that the music moved you. And whereas, you know, the European idea was you sit in your seat and you listen to the sophisticated music. Well, ragtime was nothing like that. It was meant to get your foot tapping and your butt shaking. And that worried folks. And I don't know, are we over that yet? We got more things to worry about these days, right? And kids dancing. You know, let them dance to get their mind off everything else. All right, let's now hear from our old friend, Mr. Billy Murray, here on a Victor record, asking the musical question, oh, say, can I see you tonight? Like a medley of so many popular songs of the day, all thrown into one. I like that idea. Boy, this record plays pretty well, but the label's all tore up. It's like someone took a penknife to it or something. I don't know why, but very interesting. You know, you get certain information from the songs. And sometimes just looking at a record, there's messages, information you can get. Oh, yeah. All sorts of stuff. Okay. This is going to probably be our earliest record of tonight. Now with Collins and Harlan. We're working together since the early aughts. Into the teens. Long career. And well, this was actually a song I used as one of my WFMU marathon themes a few years ago. Speaking of the WFMU marathon, I'd love to hear from anyone who has received their marathon premium of my paper gramophone and who has assembled it and tried it out. Please send me some video or photos of you with your thing that I created with my great paper friends, Lindsay and Boris, two paper cardboard experts. And yeah, those have started to go out and more are going to be going out soon. And I would, like I said, love to hear feedback from folks who got them. So please send me those photos to mac@wfmu.org. So that theme of that marathon was let's read the right title. It's one of the longest titles ever. Every little bit added to what you've got makes just a little more. And Collins and Harlan, Columbia Record, 1907. More noise! That's what you expect here on the Antique Phonograph Music Program.
For those foolish things, such as buying autos and diamond rings. Just keep on pushing till you forge ahead. You're a long time dead, he says. Every little bit added to what you got makes just a little bit more. That's the lesson that I learned while at school. Two and two make four. Save up your pennies and all of your rocks, and you'll always have tobacco in your old tobacco box. For every little bit added to what you got makes just a little bit more. Every little bit added to what you got makes just a little bit more. That's the lesson that I learned while at school. Two and two make four. Save up your pennies and all of your rocks, and you'll always have tobacco in your old tobacco box. For every little bit added to what you got makes just a little bit more. When I was a boy at school, the kids would say, let's run away from school today. Every time I did it, Daddy's wise, you see, and on his knee he would take me. He would never try to cover up his tracks. He always got down to bare facts. What he's getting at, it wasn't hard to tell. Oh, I yelled. Oh! Every little bit added to what you got makes just a little bit more. Every day all you see, Daddy took me with the face and for the floor. He's been trying to the Star Spangled Banner to a game, three cheers for the red, white, black, and blue. For every little bit added to what you got makes just a little bit more. Every little bit added to what you got makes just a little bit more.
Oh yeah, that's right. You know it's true. That's what they're talking about. Saving little by little. So you could always have your own tobacco in your tobacco box. That's the goal, right? All right, it's going to bring us to the end of this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, ladies and gentlemen. Whew, man. I'm your host, Mac. And finishing up another program here in the studio with my busted up Victrola. Thing about it is it still works. I mean, you could remove most of the wood from this thing, cut it all away, and the thing will still run. No problem. That's how these things go. But, yep, I'll be back next week with more records. Who knows what? It's always nice to hear from you, so please write me with any questions, comments to mac@wfmu.org. And you can follow me on the Instagram with me and all my phonographs out there doing stuff, because a picture is worth a thousand words. And I always try to put something interesting up there. So please, my moniker there is Phonograph DJ Mac. That's right, Phonograph DJ Mac. And I'm going to leave you now with the great Fanny Bryce on the Victor label with her signature song, Secondhand Rose. So until next time, it's your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty night, everybody. This here is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 FM in Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org.
prima festa che darò. Sarà magnifica, vedrai. Tu m'hai promesso che verrai. A casa mia ti aspetterò. Wow, wow. Vorrei ballare insieme a me e sotto gli occhi di papà potrei tenermi stretta a te e qualche bacio scapperà. Caro, non vedo l'ora, l'ora che venga sera. Vedrai che